Welcome back to Huskies Drive Time here on Mix 93 WKMJ. I want to remind you that if you're listening to this or if you're not listening to this and you know somebody wants to hear it, you can always hear it back on demand at MichiganTechHuskies.com. We move on here. West Fromm is in our studio today. Women's basketball is what we are talking about right now. And Coach Kim Cameron is with us. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good morning. This is fun. It reminds me of it being November, December, January. So this is kind of exciting.
Except only 2 feet of snow outside right now.
Instead exactly.
Of,
yeah.
Hey, there's precipitation, and it's not white. It's,
yeah.
It's glorious.
Yeah.
Well, Coach, in the off season now, and I've had a chance to get out and recruit some, and I know you've had a chance to take a little time off as well, but how's the off season going for you?
It's been really, really good. Our postseason, as far as our returners go, I thought was fantastic. We had a couple of people that had to get over some injuries, and I thought that it really allowed our freshmen and sophomores from last year to really make a big jump in this offseason so far. So that was kind of an exciting way to end the year, just seeing their improvement and getting them some more chances to do drills and to make that big jump. So that was pretty exciting. We've been out recruiting a couple times already. There are some limits as to what we can do as far as what the NCAA allows. And we also have a plan to get out this Memorial Day weekend. There's a couple pretty big tournaments that we go to this weekend. So we're staying pretty busy, but it's been good so far.
How about in terms of personnel? How is everybody healing up, and what do you look forward to next year with your team?
Well, everybody is starting to get healthy, and it's good to watch them because they've had a chance to take 3 weeks off now or a month off, and for some of them that's exactly what they need. I think the most exciting part for me, like I mentioned before, is the way that our young players really, really came along in this off season. I'm excited to see their summer and how they improve over the summer. You really have to make some big strides during that time period, and I think that they were pretty excited after their improvement during the postseason during school, and I'll be excited to see how they continue to improve. We also have 12 of our 14 players who will be up here for half of the summer together at Michigan Tech, so it'll be a great time for them to grow as a team, be able to play some pickup basketball, and do their strength and conditioning work.
Is there some expectation for players on, you know, you got to get X number of shots up per day or per week, or is it just kind of vary based on the player?
You know, we can't set anything as coaches over the summer. We can't require them to do anything. I think that the seniors and the juniors and seniors and captains kind of put together a standard, and that's ingrained in them right when they come up before their freshman year. So I think all of them have a really, really good work ethic, and I think that this team is ready to kind of bounce back from last year and make a statement.
What about the basketball camps, Coach, coming up in June? You have the Little Huskies, the development, college prep, and team camp starting on June 16th, I think, is the first one with the development.
Yes.
Talk about that and how your players get involved with that.
Well, it's a great time, especially for our players. It's fun to watch each of our current basketball players be able to work with the local younger players. And we have, in every one of our camps, it is all run by our current women's basketball players. If we need to add anybody, we will add men's basketball players as well. But it should be people that all the kids recognize. The developmental camp is the 6th through 8th grade. That's usually our biggest camp. Tons of fun. It's right at the point where the kids are really getting better. You can see improvement every day. They want to be there. It's an exciting camp. It's full of people. There's lots of games. One of our biggest. The college prep camp is also really fun because you get people that may aspire to be high school students who may aspire to play in college. And they're dedicated and they want to learn and they want to get better. And they get a chance to really, really ask questions to our current players on what it takes to be on a team, how much work they have to put in, how much time, what the time commitment is. They ask about academics, and we really like that camp as well, and we've been bringing in some people from extended areas as well as far as Wisconsin and Minnesota that have come in to come to the camp, which is a lot of fun as well.
Let me ask you this, Coach. Were you involved with this when you were a player, too? Did you get involved with these camps at all? Or?
Oh, we went to, yes, from for as long as I can remember. And it was one of our favorite experiences during the summer.
Well, what I wonder about then, is the seed planted ever during these camps for the players to start thinking about, boy, when I'm done with this, I'd like to coach, or I might be good at this?
I think it's more about introducing basketball, as in playing, is more of our focus, is to learn about the game and more on the actual player, more on Michigan Tech players, and having local players be able to play in college and have an opportunity to be on a team.
How many players that have gone through your camp have ended up on your roster?
You know what? That's a really good question, and I would...
It sounds like that something should come from the sports information department. I don't know.
I would love to have an answer for you. I know it's at least five.
That's pretty good, though.
I mean,
you've only been the head coach for, 4 years now, and that's pretty good.
Right.
How about as you get closer here to camps, what should people do to get themselves registered, and what can you do to encourage folks to sign up?
I want to make sure everybody understands that it's a really great experience, and our players take a lot of pride in making it a great experience for all the local players. We want to get kids interested in basketball as young as possible. You know, there's nothing better than having a group full of little Huskies come up and high-five you after a game, and our kids really appreciate that. You have an opportunity as a little Husky to play during halftime of the men's games during our season, which is exciting. Overall, it's just a chance to get better, a chance to meet some new people, a chance to be around Michigan Tech women's basketball players who I think are great mentors, great examples for where hard work can get you.
And speaking of that, what some of your recent graduates, what are they up to?
Oh, we're so proud of them. It's been just a couple weeks since they've been out. Paige Albee is down at the University of Wisconsin-Madison attending PA school. She was accepted right out of college, which is obviously very, very difficult to do. Taylor Stipple is attending the University of Minnesota. She's in grad school. Kelsey Trainoff is going to grad school. She'll be up here next year. Heather Kessler is back at home, graduated happy, looking for a job, and Kate Gladowski is getting some hours in and working towards attending PT school. So all of them have aspirations to continue their education, and a lot of them have gotten some opportunities, so we're really proud of what they've done.
Well, you can keep tabs on the Michigan Tech women's basketball team during the offseason on MichiganTechHuskies.com, but one of the great modifications to the Michigan Tech Huskies website in the last year and a half or so has been the Michigan Tech Recreation page. It's right there on the website, and the sports camps for girls basketball are right there on the camp schedule. Just click on it. You click on whichever age group is appropriate for your child, and it'll give you a complete rundown of what's going to be happening. It could not be more user-friendly, and again, they start with the development at 6 to 8. Great 6th to 8th graders from June 16th to 18th, and they go on from there in June. Coach Cameron, we appreciate your time and enjoy the rest of the off season.
Thanks a lot, guys. That was fun.
Kim Cameron here on Mix 93. More Drive Time coming up after this.